The first practice we will work with deals with how to work with negative states of consciousness that arise. You want to keep working with this throughout your day. I'd like to begin by telling you a story that will help you truly understand the point of this work. This story is called The Two Wolves. A Native American grandfather was talking to his grandson about many things. He said, "I feel as if two wolves are fighting in my heart. One wolf is vengeful, angry, violent, and feels separate from others. And the other is full of love, compassionate, and remembers the web of life." The grandson asked the grandfather, "Which wolf will win the fight in your heart?" The grandfather replied, "The one I feed." I know that if you were listening to Miracles for the Earth, it is because you want to feed the heart of love, unity, harmony, peace, and abundance. I know you want to learn how to transmute and transform the energy behind your negative states of consciousness, including your emotions, attitudes, thoughts, and beliefs. This takes practice. We have not developed the good habit of staying present, conscious, and aware of our state of being. Most of us are in the habit of just allowing the energy from our negative states of consciousness to flow out into our world and environment. We must replace bad habits with new behaviors. For your first exercise, you might journey, meditate, do some automatic writing, or take a walk while asking the following question: what practice or practices can I bring into my life that will help me transmute the energy from my negative states of consciousness into the energy of light and love? This does not mean repressing or denying your problematic emotions and thoughts. It simply means transmuting the energy around them. It is true that in a non-dualistic world, all energy is neutral, but we all have some practice to do first before we can work with this approach. Here are just a couple of examples of methods of transmutation I teach. Think of something extremely precious to you. Get an image into your mind's eye of something like the face of a baby or a baby animal you adore the image of, or a precious flower or a loved one. You can even work with a picture of any of the suggestions that I've given. When you move into a negative state, realize that you are sending this energy to this precious being. Remembering the web of life, we are all connected. When you send negative energy out to the world, it is also going to that which you hold precious. By working with this precious image, you will be inspired to just say to yourself, "I ask that the energy of these feelings or thoughts be transformed to love and light." When I find that I'm in a real negative state and no techniques are working, I simply move into a state of observation. One of the teachings that comes from different spiritual traditions and also from quantum physics is that the observer changes the observed. When you just simply observe your thoughts or emotions without trying to change them, they have no choice but to change through the process of observation. This is a law of nature. So when I am in a very emotionally charged state or negative state, I just simply observe my thoughts and how I am feeling without trying to do anything with them. If I just stay with it for as long as it takes, I find that the state changes on its own. If I fight myself and say I shouldn't be feeling or thinking like this, I am just adding fuel to the fire. Don't resist the thoughts or feelings. Just simply observe or watch them. One of my helping spirits told me to visualize two beings, one that I could label positive thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, and one problematic thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. I was instructed to notice who I fed more throughout the day, which being I was nurturing more, and who was looking healthier. For some reason, my psyche gave me the image of bowling pins. It's been very interesting to watch who continues to look fuller and which one looks more anorexic. This is an interesting exercise to do if you can do it without judging yourself, if your being of problematic energy is becoming plumper. It's all about raising awareness to our behavior throughout the day. It's not about judgment. By raising your awareness, you will slowly notice you want to stay more conscious about how you work with energy.